Love gives. It never takes. If a man tell you, young lady, I love you, but they want something, that man ain't loving you. A good man, I take care of his home. A good man, I start out practicing taking care of his home before home even there. You better hear me now. A good man, a good woman, she'll learn how to cook before she get married. A good woman, a good woman. I'm telling you now, a good woman will. You better hear me now. You know, you got people out here, they tell my man, I'm praying for her, and I'm praying for this, I'm praying for that. I mean, all you got to do is name what you want. The Bible says you have what you say. Name what you want. Write it down. What did he say? Write the vision. Make it plain. When you go out there shopping for your car, you know exactly what kind of car you want. You know what that car need to have. You know what that car don't need to have. And some things you will have said, okay, that's not exactly what I want, but you know what, though? I'm going to take that anyway because that's close enough. I know it ain't going to be perfect, but that's close enough. Stop selling for anything in your relationships. Stop selling for anything in your relationship. Whether you man, woman, boy, or girl, you stop selling for anything in your relationship. You stop selling it. You check him first. You check her first. That person ain't in love with God. Woo. I don't care how good it look on the inside. I don't care how good it look on the outside, I'm trying to say. I don't care how good it look on the outside. That person ain't in love with God. All you got to do is start speaking the word around them. They get uneasy. They get a little uneasy. You better push on. You better push on. I'm just telling you now, they get a little uneasy when you start speaking the word. Oh, that's just too much church for me. That's just too much church for me. You better push on, I'm telling you, because I'm trying to save you something. I'm trying to save you from bumping your head later. Then you're going through all them problems. You better hear me now. Let me get off of that. But I'm talking about the word now. I'm talking about the word of God. You know, praise God. God is so good. And you have to, if you want different results in your life, you have to speak the word of God and you have to spend time in the word of God. That's why he told you to meditate on it. That's why he said, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but in it you should meditate how often? Day and night. He said, then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. I mean, if you like me, I want to have good success. I want to prosper. I want my children to prosper. I want my grandchildren to prosper. You know, I want my nieces, my nephews. I want my family. I want my family to prosper. And not only that, people I come in contact with, I want them to prosper. I want to leave them something. I want to show them something. And that's the word of God. That's what got me where I'm at. And guess what? He ain't finished with me yet. I'm going even higher. Even higher. Amen. I'm going even higher. Psalms 1. Y'all bear with me one second. Psalms chapter 1. I got my son's tablet up here. I ain't never used it. Yeah. No, sir, I'm good. You lie to hear Subway Surfer or something going on. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. It said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. I'm going to say it like this. But his delight is in the word of the Lord. And in his word, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That sounds like the word of God doing something for me. You know, and thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me share something with y'all. And what we have to do, we have to be faithful, because God is faithful. Anytime you see a little trouble come up, don't turn away from God. That's the worst thing you do. That's when you ought to get more into that word. I'm telling you, that's when you sure enough ought to dig into it. Because if you ever see anything other than what the word of God said, you might well cast it aside because it's a lie. It ain't nothing but a lie. I call it a smoke screen. Satan trying to put up a smoke screen, trying to get you off track. And that's what he's doing. But you still take the word of God, you apply it to that situation, you apply it to your life, and I'm telling you, that thing has got to change. That thing has got to change. You know, I was telling y'all about the book of Genesis, and you know how much I like reading that book. And, you know, I found out in that book, you know, God showed us love, and he showed us faith. Because when God speaks, things happen. When you skip on down later on in that book, and I think it's in 26 or 27, you know, it said God created us in his image. In his image. Guess what? He was telling us something. And he said, then he blessed them. But before you see, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. So you know what I started doing? And Tim said, and Tim said, and Tim said. I'm telling you, I call money in, money coming. I call prosperity in, it coming. I'm telling you, doubt and unbelief don't have no place in my heart, don't have no place in my house. I cut it off at the door. And you ask my wife, I tell her, if I say something, any little thing, the breath, the thought, I say, Lord, look, I repent. I repent right then. I stop right then. I stop it at the door. I don't even let it come out of my mouth because it's your words. What are you saying? Hear yourself sometimes. What we ought to do, we ought to get a tape recorder. And we wonder why things are not going like we need them to go. Get you a tape recorder and just hang out with it all day. Just press record and turn it on and just let it go with you all day. And guess what? You'll see some of the things that you're saying. God didn't say that. Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. Jesus didn't fail in nothing. Nothing. Only thing that Jesus, and it wasn't Jesus, it was the people, because he said, little or no miracle could he do because of their what? Unbelief. God can't work in no unbelieving spirit. And then guess what? If you speak in anything other than what God's word said, you speak in unbelief. You speak in unbelief. I'm telling you. You know, God is so good. Quick testimony about that lady. Some of y'all heard the story about Heather. The lady that she had went into cardiac arrest. I think she's 35 years old. And I was going into work that day. I think I was running a little late, and her mother was coming out. And she said, I got to go. They said they found Heather. She wasn't responsive. I said, okay. She said, just be praying for her. You know, a lot of people will tell you that. They say, okay, I'm praying. Excuse me. Okay, I'm going to pray for you. They just talking. They just talking. Me and my sister were talking at work one day. I'm telling you, I love my sister. Hallelujah, Citra. I love all y'all, but I see Citra at work, and I'm telling you, we share in the gospel. And I told her one day, me and her were talking. I said, it's so hard when you're dealing with people with those religious spirit. Going to church, getting that church credit, and then ain't speaking and living nothing.